Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
At this time, I'm going to introduce to you one of our great global workers, and he has not had an opportunity to be here, Alejandro and Mercedes Cetrillo. They're in Latin America and the Caribbean. Their passion is to minister to people of all walks of life and to prepare as many future pastors, hear the word, future pastors, global workers, and church leaders in Uruguay as they can, through the power of the Holy Spirit. What we need around the world are people who are going to stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you can't be there, these global workers are there. Uruguay has a population of 3.5 million, with less than 1% of its residents being Christians, and it contains more atheists than any other Latin American country. The country battles with considerable drug violence and usage, which creates increased spiritual oppression for many. Working within an impoverished neighborhood of Canelones, they have planted a church, a Pentecostal Bible Institute, and more recently, a rehabilitation center. The rehab center was established for mainly young men struggling with drugs, oftentimes since childhood. The goal is to help men recover and become valuable members of their communities while introducing them and their families to Jesus. This is the mission of the Lord. It is to this that we are saved. We're not just saved by the blood of Jesus so that we would keep it to ourselves. We're saved by the power of the name of Jesus, that every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Would you give a great welcome this morning to Alejandro? You have to pronounce your own name, Cetrillo.
God bless you, God bless Pastor. You. God bless you. God bless you all. Thanks for letting me be part of your wonderful family. Well, my wife and I, we are in Uruguay, South America, between Argentina and Brazil. We left 3 years ago, 9 years ago, and we opened a church. So you can see the pictures on the screen. We opened a church. That's my wife and my son, Gabriel. And this is our church. We open for many, many people. We're trying to reach for gospel, for God. And it's no easy down there. It's a lot of witchcraft, a lot of drug dealers, but we are right in the middle. Right in the middle of those people, helping them. And God, through the Holy Spirit, is doing the huge miracle. That is our church. Around 100, 120 people worship 2 days a week. We also have a Bible Institute. I am a professor in theology. And many people come to study. They want to be pastors and missionaries too. And this is so wonderful when they become Christians and going out to preach after they teaching, after they learning, the Bible. We also have working with poor people, very poor people. We also working with people in need, very poor people. We're trying to feed them. We're trying to bring them the gospel. And also, we're working with kids. We have a kids ministry down there. So many kids coming to God and stay with us for a long, long time. We spent already 9 years over there. And you don't have any idea how the Holy Spirit do the miracle. in those houses, in that neighbor. We can make it without you. You don't have any idea how much I appreciate what you guys are doing for us through the Holy Spirit. You don't have the idea, the impact you guys make down there. I don't have any words to say thanks. Thanks very much. These neighbors, they live in those houses, very poor houses. We bring water, electricity. We also bring food. And of course, the Bibles. One more time. I'm really, really appreciate what you guys are doing. We can make it without you. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thanks, Pastor.
You want to pray in Spanish? His native tongue is Spanish. It's very difficult sometimes to communicate on the fly in English. But we have lots of Spanish people in this church. So would you just pray that the Lord of the harvest will raise up more missionaries out of here, more global workers to come and work in the Spanish world.
You want me to do that in Spanish?
In Spanish.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús, venimos delante de tu presencia en esta hora y te pedimos en el nombre de Jesús a través de tu Espíritu Santo precioso, Señor, que llenes este lugar de tu Espíritu Santo, Padre, y que levantes de cada uno de ellos, Señor, según sea tu voluntad, Dios mío. En el nombre de Jesús, que tu Espíritu Santo levante misioneros, Señor, que tu Espíritu Santo levante pastores. Te lo pido en el nombre de Jesús. Llena este lugar, Señor. Llena estos corazones con tu Espíritu Santo, Padre mío. Te lo pido en el nombre de Jesús. Despierta llamados en cada uno de ellos, Señor, y que tu Espíritu Santo sea moviéndose en este lugar. Gracias, gracias por ellos, Señor. Gracias, Señor, porque nosotros bajamos al pozo, Señor, allá, pero ellos sostienen la cuerda desde arriba. Dios mío, en el nombre de Jesús te damos gracias. En el nombre precioso de Jesús, gracias por la pastora Marie, Señor. Gracias por ella. Bendícela, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Amen. Amen.
It's my pleasure this morning to introduce to you some very good friends of mine, global workers from the Dominican Republic, Adrian and Sharon Thomas. Like many other countries, the Dominican Republic battles with domestic abuse, youth delinquency, sex trafficking, poverty, femicide, and drugs. Furthermore, over 90% of evangelical pastors lack theological training, and due to their struggle with poverty, often must work secular jobs during the week. Their main role is to lead. This is the Thomas's main role, is to lead the Leadership Empowerment and Development Ministry, where they train, teach, mentor small and large groups of pastors and leaders, especially those in rural settings who tend to lack necessary resources. They also partner with local churches and pastors to organize and execute events focused on reaching and making disciples of people of all ages. They also help lead pastors' retreats and conferences, ladies' conferences, seminary, vocational seminars, community and family resource centers, and offers counseling and teaching for families. I don't see in this bio that they help to rebuild homes and churches and works with the pastors and the community leaders to establish healthy communities that are not just from the church, but to show the communities the love of God. Their overall goal is to care for a pastor holistically, care for their spiritual, physical, economic, and social needs. They do it not only for pastors, but I've seen them many times as I've been there do it for the community at large, which has given them open access across the nation and even into other nations. Would you welcome to PPC Adrian and Sharon Thomas?
I am here to testify to you today that God is faithful. Amen?
Amen.
God is so good. I want to tell you on behalf of Adrian, myself, and my family, how much we deeply appreciate each one of you. Your faithfulness, your prayers, your support over the years, it's made all of the difference. And I want you to know that we feel like we're an extension of this church body. What's happening in the Dominican Republic is happening because you are part of it. And so God bless each one of you. Thank you from the bottoms of our heart. Thank you from the pastors and the leadership in the Dominican Republic. You are changing lives.
Thank you, Sharon. I know you don't have your Bibles in front of you, but I just want to read you a section of scripture from Ezekiel chapter 37. That's on slide 3 if you go there. But and this is what it says. This is Ezekiel talking. He says this: "The hand of the Lord is upon me, and he brought me up by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. And he had me pass among them all around, and behold, there are very many in the surface of the valley, and behold, they are very, very dry. And then he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' And I answered, 'Lord God, only you yourself know.' And again he said to me, 'Prophesy over these bones and say to them, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And this is what the Lord of God says to those bones: Behold, I'm going to make breath enter in you so that you may come to life and you'll know that I am the Lord.'" Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your word. And I pray this morning that it will not only encourage us, but it will challenge us as well. And God, if there are people here today who are feeling dry and empty and dead, that your Holy Spirit will breathe life into us this morning. Bring us alive, Lord. Give us hope and joy and peace and mercy and grace and that supernatural life that can only come from you. In your wonderful name I pray. Amen. Amen. You know, the Dominican Republic is one of the most incredible cultures. It's so vibrant and colorful and loud and expressive. Sharon and I love it there. It's just amazing to be a part of such a culture where their music, and it's all about music, it's all about food, it's all about community. It's just an incredible opportunity for us to just be planted in a culture that just vibrates with life. And the Dominican people are so warm and so generous and so kind and so hospitable. In fact, we often say, Sharon and myself, we say, we didn't really know what the word hospitable meant until we went to the Dominican Republic, and we really understood what it meant when people say, my house is your house, and they mean it. They honestly mean it. It's the only nation in the world with a Bible on its flag, and it's open to John chapter 8, verse 32, that says, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen? Amen. Amen. But the thing for us, for Sharon and I, was this. It's that God showed us in a vision. He revealed to us, just like he did to Ezekiel, he showed us that without Christ, they're dead in their sins. We know that's so true from Scripture. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and Colossians chapter 2 that people are dead in their transgressions and sins. And it just broke our heart and filled us with such a burden and a compassion and a passion for the people of that island on both sides, Haiti and the Dominican Republic, when we realized that without Christ, yes, from the outside, it looks so vibrant and exciting and colorful and expressive. But without Christ, their spiritual condition, they were just like that valley of dry bones. They had no life. They were disconnected from God. They were lifeless. They were spiritually dry and dead because they did not have the breath of God. And God has called us into those two nations to come alongside pastors to empower them. You can move on to the next slide. To empower them, to develop them, and to mentor them. And by doing that, to give them that empowerment to equip their churches to impact their communities. And let me tell you something. When you have on fire for God pastors who are just filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit, empowered by a deep understanding of sound knowledge and sound doctrine, they're preaching with confidence and they're seeing God move. And I can tell you right now, we are seeing things happen there where bones are beginning to rattle, hearts are starting to awaken, people are coming alive, marriages are being restored, young people are coming to church and being saved and being filled with a vision for the future of their nation and for the world. Churches are beginning to grow and communities are being impacted. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And you know, we could get up here and tell you so many different stories, because over the years, we now have a network of over 1,600 pastors from 19 different denominations in 11 different regions with over 120 different communities. And we could tell you a story about every one of those pastors, how God has come alongside them, and just that supernatural, miraculous breath of the Holy Spirit has brought life and joy and peace and hope into their personal lives and into their ministries. Their circumstances haven't changed, their situations haven't changed, but God has changed their perspective and their mindset. And that touch of God has brought healing and restoration and reconciliation and strength and fanned into flame the call of God in their lives. Amen? So Sharon's just going to share a brief story of one of those pastors, Pastora Mary Bell.
You know, often we get caught up in big numbers, 1,600 pastors that we work with. But I just wanted to share one story of a pastor, Pastor Mary Bell. And her and her husband and her three children were pastoring in a really, really small community. And pastoring can be hard. There's a lot of struggles, a lot of economic challenges, and it can be really stressful on the family. And so Pastor Mary Bell and her family were working away in this small community, and the pressure started to make the marriage crack. And eventually her husband stepped out of the marriage relationship and decided he was not only done with the marriage, he was done with God, he was done with church, he was done with their family, and he walked away. And Mary Bell made a decision. She said, you know, there's three people in my marriage. There's Jesus, there's me, and my husband. Jesus has never changed. He's always faithful. I'm going to remain faithful. I'm going to continue to do what God's called me to do. I'm not going to take my eyes off the goal. And she continued to minister in that church, raising her children. And we had the joy and the privilege of walking alongside her during this time. And she continued to pray for her husband. And he would call and say, you know, it's over. I've moved to the States. I'm getting on with my life. I've got a new relationship. Just forget about me and just do your own thing. And she just continued to be faithful, kept praying, kept believing that something dead would come alive again. And as he was driving down the road in the States, a Christian program came on. And the Holy Spirit filled that car. He began to weep. He pulled off the highway. He called her. And he explained to her what had happened. This powerful encounter with the Holy Spirit. She said, come home. He drove to the airport, left his car at the airport. He didn't go home, get any of his stuff. He just got on the plane, and he came back. And through that process of reconciliation with her, we saw something dead come back to life. And now their marriage has a testimony to other ministries, other pastors, other people in their congregation about God's faithfulness, how we don't give up. We continue to pray and press in and do the right thing and follow God, and he can do the impossible. I wanted to share you just a story about we're going to be doing in 2026. In 2026, we're going to be doing the first ever missions conference, interdenominational missions conference. We're bringing them all together. We want to do something like this, bringing together pastors of every denomination, because we're believing in the next gen. We're believing that God's going to raise up missionaries. Who believes that the next big wave of missionaries, the next big moving of the Holy Spirit is going to come from the developing world? From the islands of the Caribbean, the fire of the Caribbean is going to spread, and we're going to be sending missionaries from the Dominican to the nations of the world, to the unreached people groups. So believe with us, pray with us as we press into and prepare for our missions conference in 2026, April. We're believing that God is going to launch a revival, a movement, an explosion of missions across the world.
Amen. Thank you. Yes. We need your help. We need you to stand with us and pray with us. And we believe that God is going to do something great in that nation, the Dominican Republic. He's raising up a next generation of leaders that have a heart for the world. Amen? And we're going to see people, as Sharon said, coming out of the Caribbean and the developing world that are going to, they're just going to take the message of the gospel to the ends of the earth. Amen? You know, you can go to the next slide. And as I mentioned to you, God opened our eyes to see the people in the Dominican Republic as God saw them without him. Dry, dead, scattered, and lifeless. So many people living without God and living without the life that can only come through Jesus, that all of us here today have experienced a supernatural life that is breathed into us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that it's the same Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. Amen? Praise the Lord. That same Spirit that Ezekiel saw breathe life into that valley of dry bones is here today with us. We have that presence is with us, that Holy Spirit with all that power and authority and life is with us today. And you know what? The thing we need to understand is that every single culture is the same. Without Christ, they are dead in their sins. Listen, when we step out the doors of this church into Pickering, no matter how vibrant and colorful and amazing the culture might be out there and the city might be, without Christ, those people that we see in the stores and our neighbors and where we work and where we go to school and even our families, without Christ, they are dead in their sins. But the thing that I love about the story in Ezekiel is this, that God didn't leave Ezekiel just to stare at those bones and walk to those bones with a sense of hopelessness and a sense of despair and a sense of discouragement and a sense that it's all over. No, what I love about it is that God gave him a purpose, amen? God gave him a mission. God gave him a mandate. He gave him all that he needed. He gave him a word to prophesy of those bones, believing that as he did that, that those bones would come to life as the Holy Spirit breathed into them. Praise the Lord, amen? And we know what he did. If you read the scripture, you know that that's exactly what he did. He declared all those bones what God had said to him. Not something he had made up, not something he had read. He declared the word that God had given him over those bones, and life was breathed into those bones. And can I tell you something? It's the same for every single one of us here today, including Sharon and I standing up here. God has saved us with a purpose, amen? God has given us a mandate. God has given us a mission. God has given us a message. Go into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel. That's our word, amen? That's our word. That's our word. God has given us a word, just as he gave Ezekiel the same thing. And this is missions. Missions to me is so simple. We make it sometimes so complicated. We go to seminars and sessions and four steps and read all these kind of books. But really, missions is simply this. Go into this world and speak the gospel. Declare the gospel. Speak the name of Jesus. There's power in the message that God has given us. There's power in the gospel. There's power in the name of Jesus. And I have a very simple faith. I just believe that when I speak the word of God, something happens in the supernatural. Something changes. Something shifts. When we speak the name of Jesus, when we speak the power of word of God that affects the physical world that we live in, when his word is spoken, when we speak Jesus, something happens. This morning we already sang, did we not? Shout Jesus from the mountains, amen? And Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus from my family. Jesus from my friends. Jesus from my coworkers. Jesus from my neighbors. Jesus for the people I go to school with. Jesus for the people I bump into at the stores that I shop at. I speak the holy name, Jesus. Why? Because his name is power. His name is healing. His name is life. Amen? Shine through the shadows and burn like a fire. And I believe this is something we can all do. Every believer is called, just like Ezekiel. We've been placed purposely by God where we are. And although you may not see it, if God shows you and reveals you as he sees it through his eyes, he has put you into a valley of dry bones, a place where people without Christ are dead in their sins and transgressions. And we just need to speak the word of God that he's given us. You know, one verse in scripture that changed my life as a young man was a small section in Acts chapter 8, verse 4, and it says this. It's talking about the early church. It says, those who had been scattered, what did they do? They preached the word, or some translations say they spoke Jesus, wherever they went. Amen? And I remember as a young man saying, God, that's what I want my testimony to be. That when people speak about me, they'll say, wherever he went, he spoke Jesus. He spoke the word of God. And I can tell you right now, and we know what the results were. People were saved. The churches were planted, the gospel was spread. And notice something. It wasn't apostles. It wasn't trained preachers. It was just ordinary believers like you and I. Ordinary believers, but they carried an extraordinary supernatural word that they knew would change lives and transform lives as it had done for me. It changed me. You know, you're looking at someone up here. When I was a young man, I was shy, introverted. Like, honestly, if I had a choice between going out with my friends or reading a book, I'd rather read a book. I used to even say to God when I first got saved, God, what are you going to do with me? I can't public speak. I can't get up in front of people. I'm shy. I'm introverted. If I had ever done this as a young man, I'd be stuttering. I wouldn't be able to do it. But I met God, and God filled me through the power of his Holy Spirit with a compulsion and a motivation and a desire and a passion to speak Jesus as that early church did, because I knew that there is power in that word. Listen, we're ambassadors. Have you ever thought about that? We are Christ's ambassadors to this world, to this city of Pickering, to wherever God has placed you. You are Christ's ambassadors. And again, what does it say? I have given you a message. God's given us a message. He's given us a word. He doesn't want us to go out there and express our opinions or about this and that, or what's, and there's a place for that, yes. But when it comes to what God has called us to do, he's given a message. It's very simple. You can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Amen? Wow. And listen, I know that you have neighbors, you have co-workers, you have family members, you have classmates that are dead in their sins without Jesus Christ. But you and I have the Word, and we carry the breath of the Holy Spirit. And we just need to trust God's Word, that as we speak His Word, the breath of the Holy Spirit would breathe life into what seems to be dead and hopeless and dry and has no future. And He'll bring life and life more abundantly. So can I challenge you as a church today? Let's be like the early church, amen? With love, discernment, boldness, and courage, and speak Jesus. And speak His name on the streets of Pickering, in the grocery stores, to our family, our neighbors, wherever we go, and speak God's Word, that speak Jesus. The same Spirit who breathed life into those dry bones, the same church, the same Spirit who scared the church and empowered them to preach the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, is the same Spirit living inside us. And I, as I said, I just have a simple faith. When I speak His Word, when I declare the name of Jesus, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. And it did for Ezekiel. And I'll close with this. It says in verse 10, Ezekiel's writing, he says, "So I spoke the message as you commanded me." There's a whole sermon there, Pastor Reverend Murray Miller. "Spoke the word as he was commanded, and breath came into their bodies, and they came alive." Amen? Let's pray. God, I thank you for your word. I know how it's shaken me to my very core, the wonderful and incredible truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, you've placed us, every one of us here, there's purpose. You've placed us with purpose, no chance or coincidence wherever you've put us. And if we see people through your eyes, we'll realize that they're dead in their sins and transgressions without you. But you've placed us there with a mission and a mandate and a message. So God, I pray even now that your Holy Spirit will sweep across this congregation and give us the discernment, love, boldness, and courage to speak Jesus into our dead world and see the breath of the Holy Spirit bring life where there is death and hopelessness. In your wonderful name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.